Iraq Interior Ministry announced that as part of its efforts to stop terrorist attack in the country, it plans to use some surveillance balloons and a new sonar devices in the capital Baghdad. But the announcement has sparked public anger in Iraq as people say the surveillance equipments are part of a corrupt deal between Iraqi government and a British businessman James McCormick. Several months ago, the businessman was jailed for 10 years for selling fake equipment to the Iraqi government and gaining $75 million.
The gang of Jim McCormick and some Iraqi officials are killing our people by selling such useless devices.
My cousin is a policeman. He says officials order police to use the devices, but everybody knows that the equipments are fake and don't work properly.
Iraq Interior Ministry rejects public fear, saying most of the devices have been working properly.
Some of these devices work properly. We have found many explosive devices and car bombs using the detectors. We must keep in mind that even the best devices in the world do not detect explosives in 60% of the times.
Observers say coping with deteriorating security situation in Iraq requires more advanced and reliable devices.
The Interior Ministry has made great efforts to fight the terrorists, but the security situation is very threatening. We need more surveillance balloons, surveillance aircraft, and car bomb detectors.
Iraq is witnessing its worst eruption of violence in recent years, which raises fears that the country is sliding back to the deadly conflict of 2006 and 2007.
According to the UN, almost 6,000 civilians have been killed and over 14,000 others injured from January to September this year. Bara Afif, Press TV, Baghdad.